Welcome back to our Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm your host, Logan Mance. On today's show, we have President of Guthrie Center's Chamber of Commerce, Shannon Neff-Mule.
And, thanks for joining the program.
Okay.
So, one of the things going on is a little charter early learning center, and things that went on, like a survey and a meeting, and what is a little charger learning center for someone that doesn't know about the center?
Yeah, so KidZone Early Learning Center is undergoing change, a name change, and is looking at expanding. We know we have a big need for child care in Guthrie Center. We know we're losing kids to, other child care facilities and in-home providers in other towns. Some people travel as far as Jefferson to take their kids to, a facility or to a provider, an in-home provider. So we know we have a lot of kids that are leaving, and we obviously want to keep kids in Guthrie Center because childcare is feeder into our school system. So it's really important that we have adequate childcare, both in-home providers as well as center-based care. So we're looking at expanding the existing facility. We've been, kicking off some efforts to try and determine what that true need is.
Yeah, if I get the quote right, it's something that's been talked about is that Guthrie County is a child care desert. What does that really mean for Guthrie County if people can't get the right child care they need in Guthrie County?
Yeah, so Guthrie County, amongst almost all rural counties in Iowa, are facing some child care shortages. And yes, the term daycare desert has been coined, which basically means that for every one spot available for child care, again, both in homes and, in a facility, a center, there's three kids that need that space. So we're looking at raising awareness of that and then also just helping people understand the connection between having good quality child care in your town, how that, impacts our enrollment in our schools, how that impacts our workforce. So it really is, it's a community issue. It doesn't just impact people who have kids that need child care. It truly impacts the town. It impacts our economic health as a town. So we're just trying to help kind of connect the dots. People who may initially think, well, it doesn't really impact me.
And you guys put out, not with the chamber, but it's separate, but you've been involved with the surveys. What have you guys kind of learned from the surveys and the meetings about solutions you can do for child care around Guthrie County?
Yeah, so we had a really productive child care solutions meeting a couple of weeks ago, and then we followed that up with a community survey. Those results actually are being, calculated right now, and we're getting ready to put out some material so that people can see those survey results. So that'll be coming out here in the next couple of weeks.
And then we've seen a slight decline in people in Guthrie County. Is that a huge reason why they can't find adequate child care for their job, so they're moving elsewhere?
I think it certainly could be. I know when we have talked to, all of our large employers in town, as well as, our city leaders and economic development boards, that people, when they're looking at recruiting employees, we have lost people. I know the hospital has mentioned that they've had, new employees start that then end up living in other towns so that they have child care in those towns versus moving to Guthrie Center. And I think there's a lot of factors. Child care is one of them. Housing is one of them. I mean, there's a lot of different factors at play when we're talking about keeping and retaining people as residents in Guthrie Center.
And then there's a lot of events going around Guthrie Center that the Chamber's in on. One of them is the Dueling Pianos, and that's later in October. But what kind is that, the Dueling Pianos?
Yeah, so that's going to be the capital campaign kickoff for Little Charger, our learning center, to, start raising funds towards building a new center. And Little Charger is a chamber member, so it's something that we're helping to promote. That will be down at the Guthrie County Fairgrounds at the Event Center on Saturday, October 30th. The social hour starts at 5:30, and then dinner is at 6 with the Dueling Pianos starting after that. And that'll be a lot of fun. They're bringing the piano players are coming up from the Kansas City area, so we're really excited to host that. It'll be a fun night for anybody who's looking to do something on Halloween weekend, but also helping to support a good cause.
How does someone give that with maybe tickets, or how do they go about getting into that event?
Yeah, so tickets are available ahead of time because, you know, we'll be providing a meal. So the tickets are $50 a person, and that includes the meal and the show. You can get those from any board member of Little Charger Early Learning Center, or you could get them at either Guthrie County State Bank location in Guthrie Center in Sonora.
What time does that start at the Guthrie County Fairgrounds?
The social hour starts at 5:30, and dinner starts at 6.
And then another thing you've got coming up here soon is the ribbon cutting ceremony. Can you explain who that is for and when that is?
Yeah, so we have a new member that joined this year for her, the Guthrie Center Methodist Church and Bowman Chapel. So we will be doing a ribbon cutting for them on Thursday, October 7th, and that'll be here in Guthrie Center at the Methodist Church at noon.
So what all entails with a ribbon cutting ceremony? Is it just cutting a ribbon, or is there other events going on, other side events going on?
Yeah, no, it's mostly just a ribbon cutting. People can, you know, come in and see if it's, you know, for example, the church, you know, see the church. They would have an opportunity to just share with folks, you know, what types of events and programming that they have coming up, and just an opportunity to meet the folks there at the Methodist Church.
And then moving into more of the Halloween festive October, you guys got Halloween Festival coming up here shortly. Can you explain kind of what that is too?
Yeah, so the Halloween Festival is something that the Guthrie Center Chamber does in conjunction with Main Street Guthrie Center. It will be held this year on Saturday, October 16th from 4 to 6. And like in years past, it's going to be in the parking area that's just east of the City Hall. And we'll have games and costume contests and goodies and crafts, all kinds of fun things.
And then another event you guys got is Trick or Treat. I think that's later in October, around Halloween time. Can you explain what that is?
Our Trick or Treat night here in Guthrie Center is Friday, October 29th. We will have the business district from 5 to 6, and then the residential will be from 6 to 8.
And that's just for children. If they want to go out and trick-or-treat, they can trick-or-treat downtown, correct?
Yes. Yep.
Say anything, final thoughts?
I don't think so. I think we covered it all.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Annan, for your time.
And that was our guest on today's Guthrie County Let's Talk program with Chamber of Commerce President Shannon Neffmuehl. You're listening to Raccoon Valley Radio Network.